Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning and happy Thursday to you. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. It comes out every Thursday, so we like to have her on to give a little preview of what's going to be in the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Good morning. And let me tell you, Gulf Breeze News is full of news, not just this week, every week.
Agreed.
Lots of news that you're not going to get anywhere else. Lots of good stuff in there. So proud of this issue we have got. It is literally jam-packed.
You've got a story about
the
Highway 98 overpass, the hokey pokey overpass. Will we, won't we, left foot in, right foot out,
yes.
Right?
You know, just when you thought they were going to have the funding, the governor has vetoed the funding now. This was to have an overpass that made it safe for people, pedestrians, runners, bicyclers, golf carts to cross Highway 98 right there at Daniel. And so that they could get across over, actually it was going to be at Shoreline right there by the new hotel that's there, the Homes to Suites. And that would connect the two sides of the city. And everything looked really promising, but now they're back at the drawing board. It's not going to happen until they get enough funding, and we're not sure where that funding is going to come from. So that's a setback, unfortunately.
Yeah, a city that is, of course, split in half by Highway 98 and trying to get a safer way for people to connect across that has been the goal for years and years. And okay, all right.
Yes.
You guys also had some follow-up reporting on the surgeon who has now been arrested for the death of his wife while she was getting an operation from him, the plastic surgeon, right?
Yes, we had originally reported that he had lost the ability to, or he had a restricted license, which we all thought that didn't seem like it was fitting for what happened, because he was performing surgery in his office in Gulf Breeze on his wife. And when she began to show signs of distress, he held off on calling 911. He did not have a crash cart. There was not any, the system was not working to prevent a tragedy. And unfortunately, she did pass away several days later. And so now this was just such an egregious dereliction of duty. He has now been charged with murder in the death of his wife. So that is, of course, he's already posted bond.
Yeah.
So he's out and about. But it does look like he was attempting to change his appearance, because he had different color hair and he also had a beard. So it looks like he was possibly trying to change his appearance. For what, we don't know.
That's okay. Yeah, that's a little bit odd. Interesting proposal. The students in Santa Rosa County would like to have a seat on the school board. What, I mean, an advisory. It's obviously not, you know, an official seat, I assume. But, you know, you tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, so three of the students came to the school board meeting saying that they really want to have a voice. They want to be able to talk about the things that are going on in schools. Because, as you know, everyone on the school board is a little bit past school age, and they're kind of getting reports from the other adults. And so they put forth a proposal that they would be able to weigh in on some of these things that are being discussed at the school board level. And at this point, the school board is still going to decide about that. I think there are some other school districts in Florida who have adopted that measure. And we'll see whether Santa Rosa County joins them.
Interesting. No, I love the idea of an advisory member to the board, maybe like, all of the student councils would propose a delegate. Maybe it would be rotating, maybe just, you know, something. I mean, it makes sense. Obviously, they can go to public forum, but that is not the same as being able to actually sit up on the podium and have official comment. I mean, I love the idea, since it is students who are the most directly affected by the decisions that are made by the school board. You guys also have an answer to a question everybody wants to know. What's in that building?
That mystery building. Yeah, so when the Delchamps building complex was torn down and it stayed there forever, I think that was destroyed in, gosh, maybe even Hurricane Opal or Aaron or something. It was a very long time ago. And then it sat there as an empty building, just an eyesore. Everyone was upset about it. Finally, someone tore it down, and then a new building started going up, and everyone wanted to know, what is that building? Is it going to be a Target? Is it going to be a skating rink? What is it? Well, and then it started looking, kind of odd. So they said, oh, this is called Proportion Air. It must be some kind of an airline company. Actually, it's not. It's the man, Dan Cook. He lives in Gulf Breeze, but he has a company in Indiana, which is a huge kind of like an idea lab that uses compressed air. And Dan Cook is really one of the inventors or early adopters of compressed air. And all kinds of applications, from space, the space industry, to medical, to food. I started off with like painting an auto using compressed air. And of course, now they have all of these different ways to use compressed air in all of these other products. So you probably have never heard of his company, but a lot of other companies use his technology to make the products that we end up using, or our doctors end up using, or, right, you know, anyone else. So he has a building here in Gulf Breeze, which is supposedly just admin, but it looks like they've also got some other things going on in there, including a nice classroom. They've got so they can train people in pneumatics and mechanical engineering as well. And also there's some people in there tinkering with things. Whenever you call there and say, I have a problem, I want to make this work, they say, well, let me go work on that. Let me see what I can do.
Just
get to work. It's sort of like a little idea lab. Really interesting. And Dan Cook is a super interesting person. And he flies his own private plane back and forth to Indiana about half a dozen times a year to take care of everything that's going on up there.
Interesting.
So really cool.
So you guys, I mean, the paper, like you said, is very, very full. You got a story about the new the Midway fire chief retiring, the Gulf Breeze principal new at elementary school. You've got the SRIA new director, honor rolls, and all kinds of stuff about local art scene. The Gulf Breeze News is available everywhere on Thursdays. Lisa Newell is the publisher and always gives us just a taste of what's inside, all kinds of good information. Lisa, thank you for keeping us informed, for giving us so much news, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 8:17 on News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
That's right. We have one accident to let you know about. If you're on Blue Angel Parkway and Softly Field Road, there's an accident there, but no road blockage. It's off to the side, but I'm seeing some delays right there on Blue Angel and Softly Field Road. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
1946 Omaha Air Show, the Blue Angels made the transition from the Grumman F6F Hellcat to the sleek Grumman F8F Bearcat, the world's fastest piston engine plane. They took delivery from the Grumman factory on Long Island, New York, and on August 15, 1946, they headed back to NAS Jacksonville on what was supposed to be a nonstop flight. But a little over a third of the way there, each plane experienced trouble controlling the trim of the aircraft. They radioed NAS Norfolk, explained their troubles, and asked permission to land. A few minutes later, NAS Norfolk radioed back that Grumman had called to say the planes were unsafe to fly. Not the kind of information a pilot likes to receive when flying about a mile in the air. The problem was that, having taken off the guns, ammunition cans, and armor, the center of gravity was thrown way off as fuel was burned. But they managed to land, safely refuel, and continued to Jacksonville, this time stopping frequently to top off their fuel tanks. Adding 50 pounds of lead ballast corrected the problem, and with only 15 hours of practice in the planes, the Blue Angels performed at a Denver air show in their new Bearcats. It was in these new Bearcats that the Blue Angels developed what would become their trademark four-plane diamond formation. 5 weeks later, tragedy struck. On September 29, 1946, during an air show celebrating their move from Cecil Field to their new home base of NAS Jacksonville, more than 6,000 visitors watched in horror as Lieutenant Robbie Robinson's plane crashed into the runway. He was completing a series of vertical diving rolls and started to make a high G pullout at 600 miles per hour. Suddenly, the left outboard wing section of his Bearcat sheared off. The plane slammed into the runway, leaving a 12-foot crater. It was the Blue Angels' first fatality. Robinson was mourned by the remaining Blue Angels, but 6 days later they performed a successful air show in Oakland, California, and continued their 31 shows around the country, including performances at NAS Pensacola and at Whiting Field in Milton. I'll be back with more after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
The Blue Angels shoot down an enemy aircraft during their exhibition. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. The Bushlight Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See PensacolaSports.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why are you always on about women, Stan?
I want to be one.
What?
I want to be a woman. From now on, I want you all to call me Loretta.
What?
It's my right as a man.
It's just, I mean, Monty Python, right? And Life of Brian, and things that were satire, things that were just fun and funny have become just things. 8:23 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. In the newsroom, we got David Wayne with our headlines. David?
Well, Tropical Storm Alberto has made landfall in Mexico. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season that made landfall early Thursday on the northeast coast. At least three people there have been killed by the storm. The U.S. Supreme Court could hand down some major rulings today. The court is expected to rule on whether states which prohibit social media platforms from removing political posts is a violation of free speech. Also being considered is former President Trump's presidential immunity claim. And crew members that have been stuck aboard a cargo ship since the Baltimore Bridge collapsed 12 weeks ago may be able to go home soon. Over 20 crew members from India and Sri Lanka have been stuck on the ship this week. Lawyers for the city of Baltimore reached a deal with the owner of the ship that would allow some of the crew members to fly home.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:24 on News Radio Pensacola. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or just, you know, kind of wondering when is the right time for it, like interest rates have changed, right? And, concerns about the economy might be changing. And we got an election coming and it's the summer versus being in the school year. And we got military change of station. Does that affect the home that you're thinking about buying or selling or not at all? Well, you know, good questions. I don't know the answer. Christina Leavenworth, though, she and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they spend their time immersed in this stuff, and she will self-describe as a nerd who's obsessed with real estate, loves thinking about it, researching it, learning about it, and talking about it with people to the degree where, like, for example, you might not think about this, but, you know, one of the more challenging situations in real estate that comes up is when a marriage is ending. You know, you got two people who co-own a house. They got to sell the house. They don't get along. How do you make that happen? Well, it takes a special set of skills and trainings that they have actually a couple of years ago. Somebody asked her, can we do this? And she kind of did and then learned as she went and then said, let's go do training on this. Let's learn. Let's really become experts at this rather unfortunate but necessary problem that people have to solve and see if we can provide that service to people. Same for like estate sales. Same thing. It's like that can be a problem. So She loves learning, loves figuring out how to help people and make good decisions and then, you know, serve them as a great real estate agent. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by the Pensacola Christian Academy, now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. Register now. Enroll at PCA.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. If you're still on Blue Angel and Softly Field Road, still dealing with that accident, it's causing delays in all 4 directions, so just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-1, flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. You know, one of the big stories over the last day has been that in Louisiana, they have now passed a law signed into effect that the Ten Commandments has to be displayed on posters inside the classrooms. And this is something that the Supreme Court has kind of said no to before, but this is a little bit different because there are other historical documents that can be displayed with it. There's a bit of a contextualized history paragraph to go with it as well. But I think, you know, I am in favor, of course, okay, of having the Ten Commandments in the school. But I think sometimes advocates of the Ten Commandments, I don't think that we're quite as honest about this as we should be. You know, people on the other side will say, well, that is a violation of the separation of church and state, which, of course, is itself not a binding legal document found anywhere in the Constitution. It comes out of a letter written by Thomas Jefferson to some Baptists way back in the day. Anyway, so it was always meant, right? The prohibition against Congress, by the way, not the states in the original, right? This was later interpreted to be a restriction against the states and local governments. But originally, the rule was that Congress couldn't pick winners among the Christian denominations. That's what religion meant back then. Congress can't pick winners and losers in Christian denominations. You can't have religious test oaths for office. You know, Congress shall not establish religion or prohibit the expression thereof. Again, originally, this really didn't have anything to do with Islam or Judaism or atheism the way it is today, but things change over time. The interpretations change. That's also not really, I don't know, that's going to be an issue that people talk about, but critics will say you're putting religion in the classroom. To which I would say, and, you know, good. But, okay, critics will say that. Sometimes people on my side will say, how can you oppose the Ten Commandments? The Ten Commandments say don't murder, don't steal, you know, don't commit adultery, right? That's why would you be opposed to that? And we sometimes talk about the Ten Commandments as though they're not overtly religious. The Ten Commandments are overtly religious. You cannot get around it. The first of the commandments is, you shall have no other gods before me. I am the Lord thy God, right? It's overtly religious. Then, you know, make no idols. And it's kind of interesting how different denominations carve up the ten, because they're not itemized in the Bible. You know, it doesn't say this is number one, this is number two. And so, you know, Catholics carve it up one way and Lutherans carve it up a little different way. There's 10 concepts if you want to. And actually, whether you split like the 10th commandment into two different things, covet your neighbor's possessions, covet his wife, is that two or is that one? Anyway, the point is the Sabbath is overtly religious to remind you of the creation, right? And obviously, no idols is overtly religious, and have no other gods before me is overtly religious. You know, honor your parents is pretty non-religious, but certainly important. And then murder and stealing and adultery and coveting. Okay, those are not religious at all, particularly. But if you're going to advocate for the Ten Commandments, which, of course, the challenge is that the average person, even the average religious person, would be hard-pressed to list them all if you asked. Let's be honest, okay? But if you're going to advocate for the Ten Commandments, at least be honest and admit they are overtly religious, okay? And you can say why that you think that's okay, but don't pretend like the Ten Commandments are this neutral, irreligious thing that if you put it in the classroom, it doesn't carry any religious content. It clearly does. Now, you can argue that it's the basis of our laws. You can argue that the Bible is the basis of our laws. You can argue the common law and Blackstone and all that. I mean, there's more to be said. This one small piece, I hate when people have the right conclusion but make bad arguments in favor of it. And one of the common bad arguments made on behalf of the Ten Commandments in public spaces historically has been, how can you oppose this? It prohibits murder and theft and adultery. By the way, even adultery is barely a crime anymore or not enforced if it is still on the books, right? So, okay. But it just admit the point. They are a religious text. And so if that's going to be a deal breaker or if that's going to disqualify it, then okay. But that's the nature of the thing. Don't pretend that it's something else, because it is definitely a religious set of commandments. Our Gateway's Crab Cake Cook-Off comes up real soon. That's restaurants and chefs invited to compete for bragging rights and winners of the best crab cake on the Gulf Coast. You can get more information at newsradio923.com.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. From the beach house to camp, President Biden leaving Delaware for debate camp at Camp David. 1 week to the showdown against former President Donald Trump. RFK Jr. missed the deadline to qualify, and the White House says Biden may stay the entire week poring over binders. Trump VP shortlister Senator Tim Scott tells Fox.
It's Donald Trump with the working class coalition that's attracting more working class people. Black, white, Hispanic, Asians.
But the latest Fox News poll shows candidate Biden 2 points up. Summer solstice this afternoon under the heat dome. Meteorologist Janice Dean.
Caribou May, 96. That would tie an all-time record. And not just for June, I mean since records began.
And hundreds of yoga mats down for solstice in Times Square, New York. The theme, mind over madness in the heat of the city. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 78 degrees. Right now we've got sunshine. Absolutely gorgeous Thursday morning. Tourists on Pensacola Beach making the best out of the situation after a couple days now of double red flags preventing them from getting into the water.
Just enjoying girls' trip, having girl time, and we are both teachers, so we are enjoying our summer vacation and things like that. It is kind of a bummer that we are not able to go in the water, but it is still kind of a beautiful sight to see those waves crashing in pretty hard, so it's really great.
That's Elena Freeberger here from Texas, who talked with Channel 3. Weather coming off the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, causing rough surf and rip currents right now. That's meant double red flags for 2 days and potentially for a third. Pensacola Beach lifeguards evaluating those conditions here shortly, and today had about a 90% chance of being double red yet again. Escambia County's Tourism Development Committee scrambling to use a loophole to get around a state statute of how funds are spent by organizations. During the TDC meeting this week, Assistant County Attorney Kristen Hewell said four organizations, ACE, Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Mardi Gras, and African American Heritage, use TDC dollars for administrative costs while they're not acting as DMOs.
They have not been designated as a destination marketing organization or tourism bureau. Those would be unauthorized expenditures under the statute. And because they do a lot of tourism marketing, mostly sports tourism, that's what they do, the county could designate them as a sports tourism marketing organization and continue the program as it has been.
Committee Chair David Baer, the board did agree to pass the issue on to the Board of County Commissioners for a resolution. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, who serves on that committee, seemed to suggest that even if the board did take action, Clerk of Court Pam Childers could potentially withhold checks to those organizations. Well, in Maryland, police say they've served a cold case involving the murder of a Pensacola native.
According to Channel 3, 49-year-old Leslie Preer was killed back in 2001. Preer grew up in Pensacola and graduated from Pensacola High School in 1969. She was found dead inside her home after her employer let her family know she didn't show up for work that day. Investigators say they had a breakthrough in the case 2 years ago after a blood sample collected in 2001 was analyzed. That ultimately led officers to 44-year-old Eugene Gligor, who was the ex-boyfriend of Preer's daughter. He was arrested Tuesday by a U.S. Marshals task force in Washington, D.C. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
Thank you very much, Joe. Two employees suing the Walt Disney Company for canceling plans to build a campus in Orlando. Those employees filed their lawsuit this week in California. They say they moved to Florida after Disney announced 3 years ago they would be building a billion-dollar campus in Lake Nona. Those plans fell through last year. Disney cited a leadership change and the economy. The plaintiffs say they are still struggling with the impact of moving from California to Florida and are planning to go back, but now say the real estate market there has priced them out since they left. It's 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. If you're traveling to Blue Angel and Softly Field Road, just know that there's an accident off to the side of the road, but it's causing major delays in that intersection. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This afternoon, breezy to windy conditions, and we're going to see high temps around 90 or 91. Right on target, the usual high is about 91 degrees. Scattered storms will show up, not too many. The chance is 40%. Heading into this evening, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-70s. Tomorrow looks mostly sunny and 92, and I think by tomorrow, the wind should calm down some. The chance of rain on Friday, just 10%, sitting back around 30% over the weekend with the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Christian Garman for WEAR-TV.
And right now it is 78 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, and it's 76 in Milton. Your money now this morning. Markets not a big change, but up just a bit. The Dow is up 21 points at 38,856. S&P 500 up 21 points at 54,94. And the NASDAQ up 24 points at 17,886. Our 10-year bond rate up just slightly at 4.29% this morning. Gold price is up $5, $5.10 at $23.52. Silver price is up 64 cents today at $30.20. And Bitcoin up $408.51 at $65,255.86. Stellantis is cutting costs. CEO Carlos Tavares wants to slash them by 30%. Automotive analyst John McElroy says Tavares is going at the company, quote, with an axe right now to get the costs down.
I think that the old Chrysler Group, as we've known it in Auburn Hills, is going to be a mere shadow of itself in just a couple of years.
McElroy says the job losses at the old Chrysler Group could be thousands of people. Tavares is sending European auto plant leaders to the U.S. now. The shipping industry calling for action to be taken in the Red Sea after Houthi rebels sunk another merchant ship. Authorities confirmed yesterday that a Greek coal carrier was sunk last week by Houthi militants off the coast of Yemen using missiles and a remote-controlled boat of explosives. And the Justice Department says Mexico's Sinaloa cartel has laundered millions of dollars from drug trafficking through an underground Chinese banking group in Southern California. Prosecutors said this week that the illicit banking system was created to help Chinese nationals evade restrictions on moving currency around. It is 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so, question for the day comes at the inspiration of a meme I saw on Facebook, which is, you know, sometimes the best things come from that. The meme that I saw on Facebook was Hank from King of the Hill, and he was standing at the counter yelling in his voice at someone, and he says, "I do not want to save to OneDrive. I want to save to the documents folder on my computer that I own in my house." How'd I do? You King of the Hill fan?
That's, right. That's pretty good.
For having only ever watched like maybe half of one episode, it's, I think it's okay. I don't know why he's so easy to impersonate, but okay. 437-1620, do you use cloud storage or do you want it stored on your computer? I mean, and if you tell me both, I'm not going to take any more text from you. But 437-1620, I will go first on this one. Mm-hmm. I hate OneDrive. Hate it, don't want it. I feel like Microsoft is always trying to slip it in on me, you know, when I go to
of course
open a file, save a file, accidentally press the wrong part of the toolbar on top of the, you know, whatever. They're always trying to get me with their OneDrive. I don't want their OneDrive. Get off my lawn and let me have my stuff on my computer, period. Go away. Good day, sir. That's my own mildly opinionated version. John Pickens, you have a thought on this? 437-1620, 437-1620.
My computer, mm-hmm. I only use the cloud if I need to transfer documents or I need something that I can, you know, mm-hmm. get on my phone or something. But no, I'm on my computer.
I feel like I trust my computer.
But
I don't trust your cloud wherever it is. And yes, we use Dropbox, but I'm not happy about it. I don't love it. And I feel like that could go away so easily, or my connection could get interrupted, or get logged out and you can't get back in. There's a thousand things that can go wrong in addition to, I just want it here. I want it in my grubby little digital mitts, is my own view. Now, Dave Merzen, who's going to be filling in for me on Monday, says,
I will give you the visual aid.
Egads, what is that on your on your desktop?
This is my desktop.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Where I store all documents.
No, sir.
The cloud doesn't.
Look at Andrew. Andrew's just like.
I'm cringing at your desktop. You have every single possible space on your desktop clogged up with random files that are not organized in any pattern I can discern.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
You know, go down here to the little search thing.
You're
and
giving
I
me the heebie-jeebies, man.
If I want to find something, I just click on there.
But so, in any case, you're also an advocate for not the cloud.
Correct.
I've never seen a desktop so unabashedly disorganized.
Yeah. I think he saves on the computer.
I think not like in some system, but just like desktop.
There aren't any files. It's just
on the desktop. And exactly. I got to imagine that you've got way more than just the 60 or so files.
Correct.
That there's like it cycles through desktops. Is that
yes,
right?
Correct.
I'm so distressed by all of that. 437-1620. What did you say?
Along with the multiple tabs that are open.
But I do that. That's fine. That's just normal.
You know,
how many?
Probably 56. Easily multiple things.
We just resource management, sir. 437-1620. 437-1620. All right, where we got here? Somebody says it's stored on the local drive, but it's synced to the cloud. In
that's
the background. The drive dies and you don't lose anything. No, I agree with
the
you
Apple
that if something bad happens.
Has that, yeah.
Okay, I agree with you if something bad happens, which is why you should periodically back up to an actual external hard drive.
Right.
Because that's then not only is it backed up, but it's also a safe version that hasn't been infected by whatever got you yesterday.
Yes.
You know, which is also a good thing. Somebody says on my computer and then on a thumb drive, then an external hard drive, leave me alone.
That's a lot.
The cloud is in the, you know, the drive. You don't need some nebulous, see, it's a cloud, nebulous thing out there that they're trying to get me to participate in. And see, if it were such a great deal, I wouldn't feel that they would have to foist it on me. You know, the fact that they keep trying to get me to participate in it makes me extra. I don't like to be told what to do. Have you noticed? I don't like to be told what to do.
You know, I have figured that out.
Mild rebellious streak in me.
Do you own DVDs?
Much better than streaming, yes.
Than the streaming.
Yeah, yeah. I would. And now, if it's on my DVR, I'm happier. I don't, because like right now, there's a movie I really want to watch, Raising Arizona. It's just not showing up. Now, I could probably find it on streaming, but for me, the way I process audio to get clips off, I got it needs to be on my DVR, really. It's better. Anyway, short takeaway is I want to own it. I want it in my, again, my grubby little, either physical or digital mitts, because I don't trust the cloud, and I know it's an age thing. I know the young, anybody under 30 is like, you just old boomer. That's what they're saying to me. I am not a boomer. I just sound like one. 845 News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic on the five. John?
That's right. If you're traveling on Davis Highway right around University Parkway and Olive Road, seeing some delays in both directions there. Also, the intersection is backing up also right in front of Olive Baptist Church. Other than that, I-10, 110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the text, 437-1620. Question of the day is, do you use OneDrive or cloud storage of some other kind, or are you, I want it on my computer, like Hank and King of the Hill, which is also like Andrew here, who's King of the, I don't know, whatever. There's no good comparison here. Somebody says, computer only. Agreed, my friend. Somebody else says, I keep all my stuff with me as much as possible. Good, good, good. Somebody here says, I have a Google Chromebook. Oh, God, Chromebook. Just, yeah. That gives me the heebie-jeebies, too. And a Google Pixel phone. I can access my Chromebook from my phone, so I don't need cloud storage. I do backups every 2 months, rotating between two different terabyte drives. Good practice. Yeah. It's good to have an old and a new. That's good always to have a little bit of an extra one. That's helpful. But, I get it when the computer goes bad. I get it. But it, I don't, yeah, no. No, not on the OneDrive. Not ever. Not for any reason. Just leave me alone. I just, also for security purposes, I know it's not true. Okay, rationally, the computer nerds, I know you're right. I know that the cloud storage is as secure as my computer. Yep. One can be breached, the other can be breached. I get it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like what you're asking me to do is put all of my, my guns and my comic books and my collectibles and my cash out on the lawn and hope nobody takes it. That's what OneDrive feels like to me is I'm just going to put my stuff up here and somebody somewhere in a server farm in Arizona, it'll all be fine. I know rationally that it is, but it never feels that way to me. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're accurate.
Yeah,
because you can't physically touch it.
Yeah, because it's just not within my power.
Right.
If it's on my computer, it's in my power. When it's on the cloud, it's or in the cloud or above the clouds or wherever it is, it doesn't feel like that's within my power to control. 437-16. Oh, somebody says, I have iCloud, OneDrive, and Dropbox, and backup hard drives. If anybody wants it, they can have it. Fair enough. I got you. I see you. Somebody says, save on the PC, backup on the external hard drive. About saving files on the desktop, my wife asked me the other day if I had seen her flip-flops. I said, there's no idea where they are. Have you seen your laptop desktop? It's so full, I can't see her background.
Search
that's,
bar.
That's right. Somebody says Linux and external hard drive. Somebody says OneDrive feels invasive, always popping up, wanting it to be the primary thing. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. It's kind of the Microsoft. Don't you really want Bing to be your? No. Now, no. 100 times no.
Now, in defense of Apple, it's not as intrusive.
Trust on me. This one topic?
Yes.
In this, okay, can I?
It backs up in the background, and I don't even have to worry about it.
Okay, well, this has been waiting, brewing inside of me to come out. Okay. Apple just updated their iOS.
Correct.
So they have a new codec for all of their videos.
Right.
And they back converted old videos stored on your iPhone to the new codecs, which, like, for example, my wife who uses an iPhone and. Hates it, and does not love it because she's an indigenous, Samsung user. But she's like, now the program, I can't even see these videos on my computer anymore because it's not a Apple product. It's a, it's an HP. Dude, what is wrong? And I ran into this too because I offloaded some videos from her phone, put it on my computer, and I had to go find a video processing program that I could even see the videos with. So don't tell me about how Apple's not intrusive.
Well, they're not on the, you know, if I'm using
this
a MacBook
one,
and
oh yeah, sure. If you're in the culture, if you're already in the cult, oh, I'm in the community. The culture. If yeah. you're already in the community, then you're fine with it.
I drank the Kool-Aid.
8:49 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Can going to the shooting range relieve stress and anxiety? Many Americans are starting to see the health benefits of spending time at the shooting range. Shooting increases mental capacity, boosts confidence, spikes adrenaline, and improves balance. Stop by Jim's Firearms and pick up all you need to head to the range. Jim's Firearms always encourages you to get out and shoot and know your firearm. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS. Online at jimsfirearms.net.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What's your name?
Django.
Can you spell it?
D-J-A-N-G-O. The D is silent.
I've got the same identity friends that my brother got. In between them on the wall, this summer girlfriend comes crashing. Ready in the room, got that for me.
A hot June day is a great time for a cookout. Just as Senate Majority Leader and Raisin in the Trail mix insulted that you keep avoiding it. Chuck Schumer. Schumer garnered some controversy this weekend when he was accused of staging a fake Father's Day photo of himself grilling. Here's the pic. Okay, at first glance, looks just like any nice grandpa wearing the shirt he napped in, offering you a delicious bunless burger. But look closer and you'll see he put cheese on an uncooked patty. It's a little rare for my taste. We've got all the fixins. We got ketchup, mustard, E. coli, salmonella.
Have you seen this picture? This is the craziest thing. I don't know how a picture like this happens. Well, no, I have a theory, okay? So he's grilling, he's got some hot dogs or sausages on there, and he's got 4 or 5 burger patties, and one of them has a piece of American cheese slice on it, and he's sitting there looking at the camera all casual and authentic-ish, like he knows it. And how a piece of cheese gets on a raw hamburger patty on your grill, there's really only one explanation, right? Somebody who has never touched a grill in their lives thought, this makes a better picture. Isn't that how you do it? Now, I don't know whether that was some 20-something intern that has never seen any state outside of New York.
Right.
Or whether this is Chuck Schumer, who probably hasn't touched a grill in his entire life. I mean, he's been in Congress for 143 years, since before the Civil War, it seems.
That's right.
But I don't know who made the mistake, but the fact that nobody corrected the mistake and thought that they've pulled the photo off of Instagram, by the way, or Twitter, or wherever, not X. Anyway, that nobody thought better of it is amazing. So it actually, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, do you remember Nancy Pelosi in the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
When she was trying to show how, you know, she was suffering from the pandemic like everybody else.
Right.
And she was in lockdown like everybody else. And she's just an every woman like everybody else. When she opened the freezer drawer to her $24,000 refrigerator freezer, in which she had the like $20 ice cream cups.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, you.
You're
Everything's
suffering.
Fine. We're so similar. Yeah. So here's my burger patty with the cheese on it on the raw meat.
Schumer captioned the photo with Father's Day heaven, which is where you're going to be if you eat one of his burgers.
855 News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. But if you're headed toward the intersection of Davis Highway and Olive Road, just be aware that we've got backups in every single direction there. So pack some time and your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Interesting story the AP had put out yesterday about where are our aircraft carriers. I feel that a lot. You know, we do stories about where things are deployed and what's active, and I don't always feel like I have a good sense, and, you know, I mean, maybe for military reasons, I don't have too precise of a sense, but keeping track of them all, and 11 is a lot, but the point is that, you know, ones will be deployed, and then they'll come back, or they'll be on pre-deployment, they'll be getting ready to go out, and so they went through the whole list. And certainly, since we're a Navy town, and we, you know, every single Navy, Coast Guard, or Marine aviator starts at NAS Pensacola, and most of them train at Whiting, you know, at some point in their career. So anyway, it's, you know, the folks who make these aircraft carriers do what they do all start in Pensacola. So we should care. And not just that. There's all kinds of other operations on board NAS Pensacola that matter for these jobs and not even related to aviation. Anyway, we'll get to all that over the course of the series we've been doing on Fridays. The Eisenhower is in the Red Sea right now. It has been deployed since 2023 and extended twice. The George Washington is off the coast of Chile. It's in transit from Norfolk to San Diego. Then it will go to Japan, where it will replace the Ronald Reagan. The Ronald Reagan, which is currently deployed in Japan, is going to be, where is it on my list? Yeah, it's currently in Japan. It's patrolling the Philippine Sea, and it's going to go to San Diego. So it's going to come back into port. So that's a swap for. The Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, is deployed in the Indo-Pacific Command since January and since South China Sea. So those are our, really, you would say, three on-station aircraft carriers right now, because the George Washington is replacing the Reagans. That's not really on-station, even though it's at sea. Preparing to deploy, the Harry Truman is in pre-deployment workups, and it's going to be going in October or November. We don't have a destination yet. The Carl Vinson is in pre-deployment workups. It's going to be in RIMPAC in July and then deploy to the Pacific late in the year. The Abraham Lincoln is going to be deploying to the Pacific Command in July. So we have, again, we have three that are really on station, one that's transiting to station, and three that are preparing to transit to station when they deploy later on this year. And in repair right now, we have the George W. Bush, went into maintenance last December. The Gerald Ford, which just, that's the brand new one, okay, that just returned from deployment and has entered maintenance, which will be about a year. The Stennis, let's see, it's got a major refueling complex overhaul. That's the nuclear plant. That's can take up to 4 years. It'll be expected to return to duty in 2025. And then the Nimitz, which went into maintenance in October 2023 and will move to workups later this year. So that's your kind of your status of your carrier fleet. And just one, like, kind of a smallish note on this. I don't have a good answer on this, but I thought it was an interesting question. Somebody asked me the other day, said, so we're averse to building nuclear, generally speaking, but, you know, the nuclear power plants on board these carriers have worked basically problem-free for 50 years. Why don't we approach more small-scale nuclear like that? It's obviously a technology that works. Could that not be a source of some of our power?
Listen on air at 92.3.